Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast. I am your host, Andre Palmer. Have you ever wanted to do something but you're so fearful of doing it that you're uncertain that you're good enough? You tell yourself that you're not sure. You get so afraid, you get anxious that after a while you just don't bother do it. Maybe you want to talk to a person. You may want to try something new, or you want to attempt a skill, or you know what I mean? Do something that you really, really want to do, but you're so afraid of doing it. And that is the focus of this and the next couple of weeks episode, in terms of how to overcome self-doubt and to build your confidence. This is going to be a biblical approach because we were looking at what does the Bible say about how to build self-confidence and to strengthen your belief in not only in yourself but in God. And to start, we'll be going to Hebrews 3 verse 12. And it says, "Be careful, brothers and sisters, that none of you ever develop a wicked, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God." And you might be saying that, what does that mean to me in terms of how is that going to help me build my self-confidence? Well, stick around and we'll dive deeper in terms of what it looks like. So the first thing that the scripture talks about is a warning, be careful. Which means that we have to be careful in terms of what is it that we're paying attention to, what is it what we're listening to that is feeding that thought of unbelief and self-doubt. It maybe comes from what you're listening to in terms of music, persons that you're paying attention to. It also could mean that you yourself is convincing yourself and telling yourself negative things that is preventing you from actually doing what you want to do. And that maybe you have a goal or a dream, maybe to lose 12 pounds, maybe to learn a skill, learn to cook. Maybe it is to learn an instrument, learn a new skill, find a new job. Or for some persons, it may be to find a partner. You might see somebody you like and you're afraid to talk to them. Or maybe it's just to speak up for yourself if you're being abused. The possibility is endless. And because you're telling yourself this negative talk, it prevents you from actually moving forward and taking that next step of achieving that goal, starting. And starting is one of the hardest things when it comes on to achieving or attempting anything, because your self-confidence is at zero. You're not sure how to do it. You're not sure if you're good enough. You may not even understand how to actually attempt it. But you just know that you want to do it, but it is very, very difficult to achieve it. So the first step to overcoming, and one of the foundations of overcoming self-doubt, is that be careful. And that be careful, we can jump to another scripture, Hebrews 2 verse 1, which says, "For this reason, we must pay closer attention to what we have heard. Then we won't drift away from the truth." And the thing is now, what exactly is the truth? So you have to ask yourself, what is the truth? What is it that you have heard that is causing you to have this doubt? What have you been hearing over the past years, months, weeks, days that is pushing you in such a way that is causing you to sink within yourself and to cause you to believe that you're not good enough and cause you to even have doubt that even God wants to help you? Because as Christians, our main focus should be God and asking Him to help us in every way that we can. And in everything, that God should be the center of everything. But for some strange reason, we don't always believe that God is always there. So the first step to really on this journey of building your self-confidence and belief in not only yourself but God is to ask yourself the question, what is it that I am paying attention to that is causing this anxiety and triggers? And the other thing is, what exactly is the truth? What exactly should I believe about me and about God, and how is it that I can move from where I am to actually achieving my goals? The second thing is that when we give in to this negative talk and this negative speech and all these negative things that is preventing us from, you know, starting, it also causes other things that really bubbles up in our hearts. I mean, Hebrews 12:15 says, "Make sure that everyone has kindness from God, so that bitterness doesn't take root and grow up to cause trouble that corrupts many of you." So you can understand that what the writer in Hebrews is actually showing us is that when we give in to these negative talk, when we give in to the things that is, you know what I mean, you convince yourself that you're not good enough, it's very difficult to start, you try, wait for the perfect time, all of this is just a blockage, really is a blockage. And when you're not achieving or you don't reach where you want to go, after a while it's like, you prove yourself right that you're not good enough, but really and truly you haven't even started. So how is it that you're not good enough when you're still at stage one thinking and trying to believe or trying to convince yourself that, hey, or even to come up with an excuse of not starting or even trying to come up with the perfect timing or the perfect scenario to actually start what is it that you want to start, whether it is that you want to apply for a new job, start a business, or even go on a journey of changing your diet. All of these things play on your mind when you have all this negative doubt and talk and negative things around you. It prevents you from moving forward. So that's why the writer in Hebrews is saying, hey, be careful, because it is really the fuel and the driver of why is it that you're so low in confidence. The next thing that he talks about in the scripture is that it develops over time. And really and truly, you are where you are not because you started there today. It happened over time. It started somewhere where somebody told you that, hey, you're not good enough. It started when you yourself saying, hey, I want to do this thing, but I'm not sure because it's too hard. Or you might see it and you say, it's lovely, but I don't think I can achieve that. Or you might say that, hey, I'm not sure if God can help me in this situation. And when you tell yourself that every single day for the rest of your life, it becomes the truth. And we spoke earlier about, hey, what exactly is the truth that we should actually believe? And how is it that God can actually help us? And what is it that we need to do to move forward? So the thing is, now you have to realize and to really pay close attention to the fact that, hey, this thing happens over time. It didn't start yesterday. It actually started a long, long time ago. And Hebrews 3 verse 12 says, although they had seen what I had done for 40 years, that is why I was angry with these people. So I said, their hearts continue to stray, and they have not learned my way. So I angrily took a solemn oath that they will never enter my place of rest. So the thing is, what the writer of Hebrews is saying is that when you buy into this thing over time and you ignore the truth, which is from God, and what the truth about what God says about you and your abilities, you'll never find a place of rest. You'll never find peace in terms of actually achieving what you want to achieve, feeling comfortable with what you want to do. You will always feel uncomfortable and uncertain, brings anxiety and all the negative things that you can think about that are associated with a person with lack of self-confidence. And it prevents you from actually moving forward. So if you want to really move forward with what you want to do, then hey, you have to rediscover what the truth is. To really start this journey on building your self-confidence, you have to actually start by paying closer attention to what the Bible says about you and what is it that you need to do in order to overcome. So when you buy into this negative thought and you pay more closer attention to the negative than what the truth is saying, is that you're actually exchanging the perfect system for an imperfect one. And to give you an example, we go to Jeremiah 2 verse 13. It says, my people have done two things wrong. They have abandoned me, the fountain of life-giving water. They have also dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that can't hold water. So really and truly, when you actually buy into this negative thought, you're actually abandoning God and what he says about you and your abilities. And the second thing is that you're creating a plan, your own plan, to rely on your own self. But really and truly, if you look on what your results that you have had so far up to this point, it hasn't worked. Is it perfect? No. And what Jeremiah was saying through, what God was saying through Jeremiah is that you have abandoned him and you have built your own cistern that it can't hold water. And what struck out to me about this part is the fact that God is the fountain of life-giving water, and I abandoned that to build a cistern that can't even hold water. So what we thought that was a, what I thought, or what you thought by buying into this negative thing is that it is a safety zone, but it's not. It actually sets up a trap for you to actually do go deeper and deeper and deeper, and your self-confidence will just go lower and lower and lower till it reaches to probably past you and going at the negative, and that's low. So think about it. What is it that I have given up that God wants me to actually take back and embrace? And think about it. What, and I'm repeating this, what is the Bible saying about you that is the truth? And compare that with what you have been saying about yourself over the years. And it will help you to realize that, hey, I've been buying into foolishness all these years, and I can actually achieve what I want to achieve. And those are the things that cause us to have doubt about ourselves, because we have disobeyed God. We have ignored him. We followed our own plans. And in that way, we went backwards instead of forward, according to Jeremiah 7 verse 24. As a result, we have been stuck. So here's the thing. And to close, we just want to ask you this question and leave you with a thought. Where am I today? What do I believe? What am I paying attention to? What are the plans that I've set up and the boundaries that I've established that are not working? And what is it that God is saying about me right now? And think about it and ask yourself this question: what will I choose? Something to think about. Thank you for listening. My name is Andre Palmer, and see you again in the next episode. Bye-bye.